Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Greater London. Here's the headline. Greater London is the deepest commercial property market in the United Kingdom by a wide margin, and it is also the most sharply bifurcated. Prime central assets are clearing below 5%. Outer borough secondary stock is trading at 6-8, and discretionary high street retail in the outer boroughs is pricing 9% and wider. One county, three completely different yield environments. Let me set the scene. Greater London is a 33 authority administrative region, the City of London plus 32 boroughs, with a population approaching 9 million and an economic base that is unmatched anywhere else in the United Kingdom for scale, diversity and concentration. It is, simultaneously, a global financial centre, the largest professional services cluster in Europe, the dominant UK retail and tourism destination, and a major industrial and logistics hub serving the densest consumer market in the country. The commercial property market reflects all of that. The City of London, the West End, Canary Wharf, and the South Bank carry the institutional core, listed real estate investment trusts, segregated mandates, and overseas institutional capital. Outer London, Croydon, Bromley, Hillingdon, Hounslow, Harrow, Rumford, Ilford, Ealing, is a different market entirely. Smaller ticket, predominantly held in special purpose companies, high street retail, mixed use, suburban office, and increasingly last mile logistics. And the bulk of registered transactions sit in this second market, not the first. Geographically, the M25 motorway frames the conurbation. The North Circular and South Circular provide the orbital infrastructure that anchors urban logistics. Crossrail, the Elizabeth Line, Thames Link, and the wider national rail and underground network drive accessibility-led pricing differentials between submarkets. Why should an investor care? Because Greater London offers the broadest commercial mortgage lender panel in the country. Every high street bank competes here on prime. Every challenger bank fights for the £1 million to £15 million mid-market. And the specialist and bridging market is concentrated in the capital. The constraint here is rarely funding availability. It is finding the right asset at the right yield in a market this competitive. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, has recorded 37,318 commercial-leaning transactions across the 37 boroughs and named submarkets covered in this report. Over the rolling 60 months to the first quarter of this year, that is a volume no other UK county or city region approaches. Of that, the Central London Tier 1 footprint accounts for 23,098 transactions on its own, roughly 62% of the total. The remaining 14,220 are distributed across 36 outer borough centres. Now let's talk about where the action is in outer London, the top three boroughs for commercial activity. First, Croydon. Croydon is the largest outer London market by activity by some distance, 1,816 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. A major office and retail town centre with an active town centre regeneration agenda, and the most heavily represented outer borough in the matched auction record, with 7 lots spanning retail, industrial and warehouse and development. Median commercial transaction price, £350,000. The auction prints to remember are striking. Two retail units in Saffron Central Square sold by Acuitas in February 2024. Net initial yields of 9.36% and 10.30%. That 10.3 is the widest disclosed yield in the entire matched London record, and it is a direct read on how discretionary outer London high street retail has repriced through this cycle. Alongside that, a much tighter print at 94 Parsons Mead, a small industrial and warehouse lot, cleared at £1.16 million and 7.33% in March 2024. And in March of this year, the Screwfix let trade counter at 31-35 Stafford Road in Croydon cleared at £1.1 million and 7.73%. One borough, three completely different stories. Second, Hillingdon. Hillingdon covers Uxbridge, Heathrow's Eastern Catchment and the Stockley Park office cluster, the western arc of Outer London. 1,481 transactions over the rolling 5 years. Median price £445,000. The story here is suburban office repricing on rental and lease length dynamics, alongside continued logistics demand on Heathrow-related catchment. Public auction prints are thinner than Croydon, but the borough is one of the most active mid-market lender targets in the conurbation. Third, Harrow. Harrow is a dense suburban centre with a long-standing professional services and small office market. 1,239 commercial transactions over the rolling window and a median of £440,000. The Moon on the Hill public house in Station Road sold prior to its September 2024 auction, a useful signal that owners in dense inner suburban catchments continue to find off-market routes acceptable. Worth a quick word on the next tier of Outer London activity. Hounslow, 948 transactions, the Western Gateway, dominated by Heathrow-related logistics and office demand. Bromley, 939, the largest southeastern Outer London market. Ilford and Romford anchor the Outer East. The Ivy Tree Pub in Romford cleared at £1.226 million and 9.79% in May last year, a useful local data point for leisure pricing outside the institutional core. Ealing on the Western Crossrail spine, Bexley at the lower end of London median pricing, and Enfield, where the two largest disclosed yield mixed-use parade trades in this dataset both cleared. 30 to 38 London Road sold at £2.515 million and 6.69% in July last year, and 12 to 14 Church Street at £2.402 million and 7.49% in March last year. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Across the rolling acuitous auction record, 25 lots have been matched to Greater London. 12 sold under the hammer, 5 sold prior, 1 sold post-auction, and 7 were withdrawn. 9 of those clearances disclosed both a sold price and a net initial yield, and they give an unusually broad picture of how London's secondary market has cleared across 2024 to 2026. At the prime end, the March 2026 sale included a long-let funeral parlour at 354 High Road, sold at £375,000 and 4.10%, the tightest yield in the matched London record, reflecting an institutional-style long income covenant. Alongside that, a restaurant and residential mixed-use lot at 307 Wood Lane cleared at £303,000 and 4.79%. These low four prints sit at the prime end of secondary London. Through the 6-8% band, you have the bulk of London's secondary covenant-led income market. The two Enfield mixed-use parades I just mentioned at 6.69 and 7.49. The Screwfix Croydon trade counter at 7.73. The Parsons Mead industrial lot at 7.33. And at the wider end, three lots cleared between 9 and 10.3%. The two Saffron Central Square retail units in Croydon, the Romford Ivy Tree Pub at 9.79. That 9% plus band is a direct read on the repricing of discretionary Outer London retail and leisure stock through this cycle. So the overall 4.1 to 10.3% disclosed yield spread is broadly consistent with the wider Greater London picture. Prime stock clearing in the low fours, secondary covenant-led income product trading 6-8, discretionary outer borough retail and leisure pricing 9% and wider. And across the back end of last year and the first quarter of this year, prime yields have shown signs of stabilising rather than further compressing. Investor caution on the rate cycle has held back the bid that might otherwise have closed the gap to long-term averages. Which brings us to lender appetite. Greater London is the most competitive commercial mortgage market in the United Kingdom by lender count and product breadth. Here's how it sorts itself out. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander compete actively on prime stock at 60 to 65% loan to value, or LTV, with margins from 175 basis points over SONIA, that's the Sterling Overnight Index average for the strongest sponsors and assets. Challenger Banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust dominate the £1 million to £15 million mid-market, particularly for special-purpose company-owned, mixed-use and standing investment commercial assets. That is exactly the bulk of the outer borough activity covered in this report. Specialist lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, cover bridging, development and complex situations with a heavily London-weighted book. For borrowers, the binding constraint is asset level rather than capital availability. Lenders are highly selective on covenant strength, lease duration, and ESG profile. Vacant Grade B office floor plates may be uncoverable with mainstream debt at any LTV. Retail lending remains live, but tighter on parade and discretionary stock without anchored convenience or food-led tenants. Industrial and urban logistics in London continues to attract aggressive bank pricing where the income story is solid. What to be cautious about? Continued post-pandemic uncertainty on demand for B and C grade office stock. Planning and consent friction in conservation areas and around the Mayor's tall buildings policy. Rate cycle sensitivity on shorter weighted average unexpired lease term or WALT investment stock. And outer borough dependency on town centre retail vitality in Croydon, Bromley, Romford and Ilford, visibly priced into the 9 and 10% Saffron Central Square clearances. Borough-level business rates, revaluation cycles and the evolving community infrastructure levy and Section 106 environment add a layer of policy risk specific to London that is not present in most other UK regions. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Greater London commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious recovery rather than aggressive growth. Transaction volumes look to be stabilising. Prime yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields have already absorbed most of the repricing seen across 2023 and 2024. The matched auction record now shows secondary covenanted income anchored in the 6-8 band and discretionary high street retail anchored 9% and wider. Outer borough activity will remain the engine of registered transaction count. Central London will continue to dominate by capital value. What to watch? Prime City and West End offices, where rental tone is testing new highs but capital values are still recalibrating. Urban logistics around the North Circular and the M25 fringe, hotel investment as operating recovery completes. And special purpose company acquired buy-to-let and house in multiple occupation stock across the wider Greater London market, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. Lender competition for quality income remains intense. That keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. But mispriced or underlet stock will continue to find financing harder to secure across all 37 boroughs. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Greater London, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.